We talk about the first mission of dogs. Chayim may corn and ain't land pidyon. Elo ninim la corn and ketruma. The chalama that are given to corn cannot be redeemed. The Baal cannot redeem them and get them back. Instead, they're given to corn just like truma. As the Pasuk said, lo yimacher ve lo yigof, not sold and not redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Omer, stam chalamim lebere kabayim. Shenema, kocherem kodesh kodashim hu lasha. Rabbi Yehuda said that somebody who's machem his property stam, without specifying whether it's chayim may corn or chayim may bere kabayim. As it was said earlier, there are two types of chalamim, chalamim that are given to the corn and chalamim that are given to the bere kabayim for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. And in such a case that he did not specify, it goes to the Bet HaKabayis. So the Pasuk says, "Call cherem, every cherem is kodesh kedoshim to Hashem."
The Chachamim Mamrim, "Stam charamin lakonim."
Chachamim says, "Stam cherem," where he didn't specify whether it should be given to the kohanim or to the Bet HaKabayis, goes to the kohanim. Shenemar kistei hacherem lakohen tia achuzasa. In kain lama nemar call cherem kodesh kedoshim ul Hashem. If so, that a stam cherem goes to the kohanim, not to the Bet HaKabayis. What the pshat in the pasuk that says every cherem is kodesh kedoshim for Hashem? Shehu cha kachim kachim v'al kachim kalim. This pasuk is not telling you that stam cherem is for bet kabayis. It's telling you that a cherem is chal on kachim kachim and on kachim kalim, that you could be machrim korbanos, as we'll see in the next mission.
We had a mission before. But the Mishnah says that it says Kocherem Kodesh Kedoshim Hu La Hashem, and we learn out from there that Echerem is Chal both on Kachim Kachim, such as a Chatzis and Hashem, and on Kachim Kalim, such as a Shlamim or a Tot. Im Neder No Sein Es Hadamim Im Nedava No Sein Es Tovas. Somebody who makes a Neder, he says Hare Alai Lahavi Korban, such as an Ola, and he was Mafish a Korban for an Ola. That's called a Neder, and in such a case, if the Korban gets lost, he would have to replace it, since he made a neder to bring a korban. If he is machem this korban, that's a neder, then the amount of the cherem that he would have to give the kohen is the value of the korban. And even though once you're machdish a behemoth, it's not yours anymore, so how could you be machem it? But here, since you would have to replace it if it gets lost, so the total value of the behemoth you're responsible for, so when you're machem it, you have to give the total value of the behemoth to the kohen. In nedava, no sein es tovaso. But if the korban that you are machem is a nedava, you did not make a neder. Instead, you were mafish the behemoth and you said, Harezu Ola. You took upon yourself to bring this behemoth as an Ola. Since you didn't make a neder, if the korban gets lost, you do not have to replace it. So when you're machem it, you don't have to give the total value of the behemoth to the kohen. As the korban is not yours, once you're machdish it, it's not yours. All you have in it is tovas hana, the benefit that you have, that you're bringing a doron, a gift, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we have to assess what's the value of this Tovas Hanah. That's what you have in this Korban. That's the value of the Korban to you, and that's the amount you have to give when you're machrim the Korban. The way we assess it is, we assess how much a person who's not Chayev and Ola would be willing to give you so that he would bring the Korban instead of you. The Mishnah goes on to say, Shor is the Ola. If somebody says that this Shor is an Ola, and then his machrim the Korban, Omdim Kama Adam Rotsa Litain B'Shor Zeh, we assess how much would somebody else be willing to give for this shore to bring it as an ola in such a case that he himself is not chayav an ola, but he wants to bring a doron to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much would he give for that right to bring this behemoth as a doron? That's the amount that you have in it. That's the tovas hanah. And when you're macham the nedava, that's the amount you have to give to the kohen. Habachor, a bachor, a firstborn behemoth that's kadosh, and you have to give it to the kohen. Bein tamim, bein bamum, machrimin oso. Whether the bechor is a tamim and it's brought as a korban, or whether the bechor is a bamum, it has a defect and therefore it cannot be brought as a korban. In both cases, you could be machrim the bechor, you could say on the bechor that it's cherim, and you would have to give a certain amount of money to the kohen. Ketzad kodin oso. How is it redeemed? Meaning to say, what is the value of this bechor to you that when you're machrim it, you have to give that value to the kohen? As a bechor, you do not bring it yourself as a korban on the mizbeach, and even if it's balmum, that it's not part of the korban, but you don't keep it, you have to give it to the kohen. So it's not yours at all. So what's the value to you? Hapodin omrim kama adam rotsa litein bebechor zeh litno leben bito o leben achoso. The podin, the people that assess how much it's redeemed for, meaning what's the value of it to you. They assess how much would a person want to give for this bechor in order that he would give it to the son of his daughter, or to the son of his sister, who is a Kohen. Meaning to say, this is a Tovas Hanah to you. this is what it's worth to you, that somebody might give you money so that you will give it to his relative, that's a kohen. So since that is the value of the bechor to you, if you don't own the bechor, you only have the right to give it to any kohen that you want, so therefore maybe somebody will come along and give you money so that you give it to his relative, that's a kohen, that's your tovus hanoah, and when you're machzor the bechor, that's the amount that you would give to the kohen. Now the kohen himself cannot give you money so that you will give him himself the bechor. And that is called kohen amisayeh the beis hagranos. A kohen is not allowed to help out in the beis hagranos to help a baal habayis thresh his tvua in order so that baal habayis will give him his truma. And the truma has to be given as a gift to the kohen. And when the kohen is doing work for you in exchange that you give him his truma, you're not giving him the truma as a gift. You're giving it to him as schar, as the reward for helping you out in the beis hagranos. And this is also. So too, a kohen cannot give you money so that you will give him the bechor. So therefore, the mission says, how much would somebody else be willing to give you money so that you will give it to his relative, that's a kohen? That would be mutter. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, kasev echad omer taktiv. The kasev echad omer al taktiv. We have two psukim by a bechor. And one pasuk by a bechor says taktiv, you could be makdish a bechor. And another pasuk that says by a bechor, al taktiv, you cannot be makdish a bechor. How do we reconcile these two psukim? We can't take the pasuk that says taktish literally because we have a different pasuk that says al taktish. The actual lomer al taktish, shekvan nemer taktish. On the other hand, the pasuk that says al taktish, we cannot take it literally because we have a different pasuk that says taktish. And more miyata. We have to say now to reconcile these two pasukim, makdisho ata hegdish iloi, vein ata makdisho hegdish mizbeach. That was the pasuk that says taktish is coming to tell you that you could be makdish ilah, you could be makdish the value that you have in that korban, meaning to say you could be makramit, and the value that you have in that bechor you would have to give to the kohen. Like we said before, the tovus hanoah that you have in the bechor you would give to the kohen when you're makramit, that's what it means, takdish. And that which it says, our takdish is coming to tell you, you can't be makdish it, hevdish mizbech, meaning to say you can't be makdish it for a different korban. If you have a bechor, you can't be makdish it and say it should be an ola. It can only be a bechor, it cannot be a different korban. And from these psukim, Rabbi Shmuel learns out that you could be machrim a bechor. Not like the Tanakama, who learned out in the previous Mishnah, that we learn out that you could be machdish kachi kachim and kachi kalim from the pasuk which says, kol cherem kodesh kadashim hu la Hashem. And from there we learn out that you could be machrim korbanos. So since he learns it out from that pasuk, he doesn't need to learn it out from the two psukim by bechor, that one pasuk says taktish, and one pasuk says al taktiv. Then the Tanakhama learns out from the pasuk that says taktiv that even though when a bechor is born, it's kadosh by itself, there's a mitzvah to be makdish it and say it should be kadosh for a bechor. And from the pasuk that says al taktiv, Tanakhama learns out that if you are makdish a bechor for a different korban, you have a bechor and say it should be an ola, that you're over on the list after that the pasuk says al taktiv.